There's been many scientists on our side of the fence for the past 2 years who've been warning us about things like graphene oxide and some kind of self-assembly nanotechnology in the jabs. Sounds like something from the Borg from Star Trek. Also sounds in line with Klaus Schwab's transhumanist vision for humanity in his fourth industrial revolution. Anyway, let's take a look at this article from The Spectator Australia. What's in the shots? Graphene oxide? Nanobots? What's in the Pfizer vaccines? Recently, Dr. David Nixon, a Brisbane GP, decided to find out, putting droplets of vaccine and the blood of vaccinated patients under a dark field microscope. That's a more radical decision than it might sound. According to Sasha Latipova, a scientist with 25 years of experience in clinical trials for pharmaceutical companies, the contract between Pfizer and the US government prohibits independent researchers from studying the vaccines. Boy, I wonder why. They claim it would divert these precious resources away from their intended use, fulfilling an urgent need. Yeah. The Therapeutic Goods Administration performs tests on all COVID vaccines for composition and strength, purity and integrity, identity and endotoxins, but it provides scant details other than the batch numbers tested and whether they passed. Spoiler alert, they did. In the US, the Centers for Disease Control specifically states that all COVID-19 vaccines are free from metals such as iron, nickel, cobalt, lithium, and rare earth alloys, and manufactured products such as microelectronics, electrodes, carbon nanotubes, and nanowire semiconductors. Notably, this list does not include graphene oxide, which has been widely investigated for biomedical applications. Some researchers sing its praises. Its ultra-high drug-loading efficiency due to the wide surface area, its exceptional chemical and mechanical constancy, sublime conductivity, and excellent biocompatibility. But there's a catch. The toxic effect of graphene oxide on living cells and organs is a limiting factor on its use in the medicine. So, is there graphene oxide in the Pfizer shots? What Nixon found and filmed is bizarre, to say the least. Inside a droplet of vaccine are strange mechanical structures. They seem motionless at first, but when Nixon used time-lapse photography to condense 48 hours of footage into 2 minutes, it showed what appeared to be mechanical arms assembling and disassembling glowing rectangular structures that look like circuitry and microchips. These are not manufactured products, in the CDC's words, because they construct and deconstruct themselves, but the formation of the crystals seems to be stimulated by electromagnetic radiation and stops when the slide with the vaccine is shielded by a Faraday bag. Nixon's findings are similar to those of teams in New Zealand, Germany, Spain, and South Korea. So I think this sounds very similar to the kinds of findings that Dr. Carrie Matage had made some time ago. This is just unbelievable. And that bit about the crystals being stimulated by electromagnetic radiation, I wonder what effect, if any, the likes of, say, 5G radiation might have. I don't think we can be too quick to dismiss the 5G theories out there, no matter how many times someone calls you a tinfoil hatter or sends you that Alex Jones meme with the tinfoil hat on his head. I mean, maybe there is something to the theory that 5G can interact with the graphene in the bodies of vaccinated people. Maybe the theory is nonsense. I don't know. All I'm saying is I will keep an open mind on this one. I'm going to remain open to the possibility. At the end of the day, we were told that we were living in the world's most deadly pandemic in history. So much so that we needed to shut down the entire planet and keep our distance from each other, or we'd all be doomed. And yet, what happened during the lockdowns? Well, a massive amount of 5G towers were installed all over our towns and cities. Why would that be? Wasn't the pandemic supposed to be the biggest disruption to our lives ever? Wouldn't it disrupt almost all industry? Why would installation of 5G technology continue without any disruption? Why wouldn't the rollout of that technology be halted during the pandemic, right? To what extent, if at all, is 5G and the fake pandemic connected? That's all I'm asking. And to be clear, this article makes no mention of 5G at all. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents here. So let's get back to the article. An Italian group led by Riccardo Benzi-Capelli analysed the blood of over 1,000 people 1 month after they were vaccinated, who had been referred for tests because they had experienced side effects. They ranged in age from 15 to 85 and had had between 1 and 3 doses. More than 94% had abnormal readings, deformed red blood cells, reduced in counts, and clumped around luminescent foreign objects, which also attracted clusters of fibrin. Some of the foreign objects dotted the blood like a starry night. Some self-assembled into crystalline structures and others into spindly branches and tubes. The Italians think the objects are metallic particles and say they resemble graphene oxide and possibly other metallic compounds. They believe the damaged blood is contributing to post-vaccine coagulation disorders, which in turn contribute to increased malignancies, while graphene family materials are associated with oxidative stress, DNA damage, inflammation, and damage to those parts of the immune system that suppress tumors. The artificial mRNA concoction, which is cloaked from the recipient's immune system, is also likely to reduce the recipient's immune function, increasing the likelihood of new or recurring tumors. Nixon has shared his findings with Wendy Hoy, professor of medicine at the University of Queensland, who has called on the Australian government and its health authorities to explain the apparent spontaneous formation of chips and circuitry in mRNA vaccines when left at room temperature and the abnormal objects that can be seen in the blood of vaccinated people. Hoy thinks that these are undoubtedly contributing to poor oxygen delivery to tissues and clotting events, including heart attacks and strokes, and asks why there is no systematic autopsy investigation of deaths to investigate the role of the vaccine in Australia's dramatic rise in mortality. Well, sounds to me like the tinfoil hatter conspiracy theorists might have been onto something once again. The media, governments, and so-called health experts who pushed the mRNA jabs on the public and coerced them into taking them never mentioned anything about this self-assembly tech, metallic particles, crystalline structures, and glowing rectangular structures that look like circuitry and microchips. We conspiracy theorists were ridiculed and laughed at when we mentioned that the globalists want to one day microchip the population, much like animals. And now look, there seems to be some kind of nanotech buried within these so-called vaccines. Now, everything I've said in this video has been discussed in alternative media circles for over 2 years now, which you're probably aware of. But the reason I wanted to make this video is because it's finally reaching the mainstream, and this story is blowing up on social media. We already know that people are dying from these jabs in huge numbers, with countless more people injured. And the real ingredients were kept hush-hush. This kind of tech sounds very fourth industrial revolution to me. The transhumanist dystopia that the globalists wax on about, people like Klaus Schwab. I don't think most people would have consented to taking the jabs if it had first been explained to them on the television that sci-fi-like self-assembly technology that sounds like something from the Borg from Star Trek was going to be inserted inside their body. The public should be asking questions like, why weren't they given this level of detail? I mean, to you and I, the answer, of course, to that question is fairly obvious. The globalist-controlled governments of the world hate their people, and the cabal behind the COVID scam see all of us as useless eaters and little more than cattle. But normies still haven't twigged this reality. Thank you very much for watching this video. Please share it far and wide if you can. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. And if you'd like to support my work, there's a link to my Subscribestar page below. For as little as $1 a month, it helps to keep the show going, and it's very much appreciated. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.